ध्यायामोदकलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। So Shankara continues with the analysis about Deha and Atman or Purusha. So this is one of the last shlokas where he says Katam Chya Deha Kappuman, the 36th shloka. So he says, so he, like the previous shloka, Shankara has entered into Shruti quotation. So he is not quoting Shruti in the with the same words, but he is taking the meaning out of those Shruti and using that into his shloka. So he continues that. The last Shruti quoting was about the Purusha Sukta, where it says, Sarvam Purusha Eva Idagam Sarvam, Purusha Eva Idagam Sarvam, Yad Bhutam Yascha Bhavyam. So then Shankara continues into Brihadaranyaka quotation. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, which is one of the major Upanishads. Shankara enters into quoting from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad to show that the Atman is different from the Deha, and how can the Atman be the Deha. Asanga Purusha Prokto बृहदारण्यकेऽपि च अनन्तमलसंश्लिष्ट कथं स्याद्देहकप्पुमान्। सो द बृहदारण्यक कोटेशन् दट् शङ्कर यूसेस् हियर् इस् असङ्गो हि अयं पुरुषः, असङ्गो हि अयं पुरुषः, हि शुवर्लि असङ्गः अयं पुरुषः, अयं पुरुषः असङ्गः, दिस् पुरुषः, दिस् आत्मन् इस् असङ्गः। असङ्गः मीन्स् विदौट् एनी सङ्गम्, मीन्स् अन्अटाच्ड्। सो अन्अटाच्ड् हियर् मीन्स् साक्षी। सो द ब्रदर् दिस् इस् दिस् फार्म्स् ए पार्ट् आफ् वन् आफ् द चाप्टर्स् आफ् बृहदारण्यकम् वेर् देर् इस् एन् अनालिसिस् आफ् द त्री अवस्थास्, the three avasthas of Jagrat, Swapna and Sushupti. So the Atman is luminous in nature, and it is the same in all the three avasthas. All the three avasthas have different jivas, different ego, which is associated with different bodies depending on the avastha. For example, or to make it clear, the Jagrat Avastha Jiva is associated with the Jagrat Sharira or Stula Sharira, as well as Stula Vastus or sense objects, external Vishayas. And whereas the Swapna Jiva is associated or is attached to the Swapna Sharira or Sukshma Sharira, as well as the objects or Vishayam seen in dream. Whereas the Sushupti Jiva or Prajna, as he is called, Sushupti Jiva is a person who is attached to Anandam experienced in that state, as well as the Ajnanam, which is also present there. So Sushupti Avastha has only two experiences or two objects to be experienced by the Jiva, which are, one is Ajnanam and the second is Anandam. So the Jiva who is associated with these three avasthas is different. Yet, there is one Atman, one Prakasha Rupa Atman, Prakasha Swarupam, which is what we call as Bodham or consciousness, which illumines all these three and which is the link between each of these three. So I cannot say that I, after waking up, I cannot now say that I am the person who dreamt. if this I is the jiva, because the jiva in this state, the Hariram in this state is different from the Hariram while sleeping. I may be somebody else while sleeping. So if I have to say, I dreamt yesterday, I had a beautiful dream yesterday, I had a horror dream yesterday, I was afraid after dreaming yesterday. All these statements are valid only if the I is the common link between these three avasthas. And that I is what we call as Sakshi, because he is not attached to any of these. He only seems to be attached because of Adhyasam. He is not at all attached. Why he is not at all attached? Whether I am awake, whether I am asleep, I still remain the same. I am the same. If I have to be the same, even when I am awake and even when I am asleep, that means I am attached to all those things. So Asangaha means Sakshi. I am the Sakshi Purusha. So Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Brihadaranyake Api Cha, Cha and Brihadaranyake Api. In Brihadaranyaka Api also, Proktaha, it has been mentioned. What? Asangaha Purushaha. That this Purusha is Asanga. That this Purusha is unattached. That this Purusha is a mere Sakshi of all actions. Mere Sakshi of all Vishaya Bhogam. Mere Sakshi of all suffering. Mere Sakshi of all Anubhavam. So that is what the Brihadaranyaka Shruti as well speaks about the Purusha. If that is the case, how can such a Purusha be one with Deha? Katam Chya Deha Kappuman. So what is the quality of the Deha? Ananta Mala Samslishtaha. Samslishtaha means having. Mala, mala means, we have already discussed the word, impurity. Ananta means infinite. That means unlimited or infinite impurities remain in the Deha. So here impurity also means that the Deha is attached, Deha is affected in each of these avasthas. We know that when we sleep, the Sukshma Sharira, the Deha that we have there, goes through changes even as the Deha that we have in waking goes through. The Anandam and Ajnanam in Sushupti Avastha also undergoes change. Ajnanam undergoes change. How? If Ajnanam was always dormant, always unchanging, then we will only be sleeping always. Ajnanam is similar to laziness or slumber, what we call as slumber. So a person who always has Ajnanam constant, then he will always be sleeping. But what happens? We sleep for a period of time, for a particular number of hours, and then we get up. When we get up, the Ajnanam is not dormant, it gets manifested as Swapna or Jagrat, as the objects or the Vishayam in the Swapna Avastha or the Jagrat Avastha. That means Ajnanam also undergoes changes. So the body in all these three states, so in general body has many impurities. Ananta Mala Samslishtaha is associated with many impurities, whereas the Purusha is Asangam. So Purusha is Asangam, whereas Sharira has Sangam with Malas. So just Sangam. So Purusha is Asangam, whereas Deham has Sangam. Then, so how can a person mix these two? How can the body be the Purusha? Because Purusha is Asangam, whereas the body is not Asangam. So Brihadaranyaka itself proclaims or explains as to what is this state of Asangam, what is the Sakshi state, what does the Sakshi do, what is the activity of the Sakshi, which Shankara quotes in the next shloka. Tatraiva cha samakhyatah swayam jyotirhi purushah jada paraprakashyoyam katam syad dehakah. So here one word is missing. So katam sya deha kappuman. The PDF misses the word puman. So we have to, you can correct it. So katam sya deha kappuman. So tatraivacha Sama kyatah tatreva there alone or there also cha and there also sama kyatah has been explained. What has been explained there? Swayam jyotir hi purushah, purushah swayam jyoti hi. He means surely purusha is swayam jyoti. Purusha is really swayam jyoti. Swayam jyoti means that which illumines itself. Swayam Jyoti is that entity which doesn't need any other light to illumine it, any other light to make it existent. So the Purusha is mentioned in the Brihadaranyakam as Swayam Jyoti. Such an entity which is Swayam Jyoti alone can be Asangam. Imagine we all know our state or the state of any person. Any person until he gets a job. Until then, he is not Asangam. Why? He is dependent on his parents. He is dependent on a number of people for his existence, for his living. So he has Sangam. He cannot be without Sangam because he is not Swayam Jyoti. He cannot live of his own. He cannot be existent himself. But once a person grows a bit, grows and then he becomes a youth, he gets a job, then he becomes Asanga. But the comedy is that even after getting a job and becoming and being eligible to become independent or Asangam, yet people depend on their parents and many other people, either parent again or wife or partners, lovers, boyfriend, girlfriend. So that continues. But anyway, the Purusha is Asanga because he is Swayam Jyoti. He is exist of his own. He doesn't depend on anybody else. He is independent. So Brihadaranyakam there itself says the Purusha is Swayam Jyoti. Therefore, he is Asanga. And what is the body then? Body is Jadaha. Body is Jadam, insentient. Jadam Chaitanyam. Chaitanyam is that which can experience its own existence. It is Swayam Jyoti. The chit in us doesn't need any other light for its existence. That is what is called Chaitanyam. Chaitanyam has this Sphuranam that Ahamasmi, Ahamasmi, Ahamasmi. I exist, I exist, I exist. You don't need to repeat it. A person doesn't need to repeat it. Even if a person is a young child or a very old person, even if he is an intelligent person or an ignorant person, even if he is like very shrewd or mad, yet he doesn't need any light to say that I exist. That is always there. So that is what is called as Chaitanyam. Chaitanyam, or we know Ramana's shloka, we have already discussed, Sattva Bhasika Chitkva Vetara Sattaya Hi Chit Chittaya. Sat can be illumined only by Chit. So that chit or chaitanyam illumines itself. Therefore, it is Swayam Jyoti. Whereas the body is jadam. Because the body needs chaitanyam. Body needs the chaitanyam to illumine it. That's the difference between a living body and a dead body. When chaitanyam is not there to illumine it, when chaitanyam doesn't make it conscious, the chaitanyam doesn't impart consciousness to the body, making it seem as if it is moving. We think that, okay, my hands are moving. That means, oh, body is great, hands are moving. But we forget that there is a chaitanyam inside which makes the body move. That's the difference between a dead body and a living body. Science has gone to such a state that we have even robots who don't have any consciousness in them yet, they can move. So there's a beautiful shlok story. I don't remember where I have read it or in which context. The story goes that once a person prayed to Ishvara, prayed to the Lord that he wants to have all his desires fulfilled. So Ishvara knew what to do. So what he did was he gave a daman, an asura, to this particular person. And said that this asura, ask whatever you want to this asura, he will fulfill that your wish. Oh, so that person was very happy. So it's not Asura in modern terminology, or in fantasy world we should call it a genie. Here, the genie who comes out of the lamp, which we know Aladdin, it's very popular, Aladdin and his lamp. So this person was very happy that, oh, I've got this genie, so I can, all my wishes will be fulfilled. Oh, I'm really happy. I don't need to do anything. I'll have everything. Then Ishvara said, even as is the case with any entity, there is always a loophole. That is a problem with the entire world. Whatever you get from the world, you have a side effect to it. It's like telling that, okay, you go to a doctor and say, I have headache. He will give you ibuprofen or crocin or paracetamol. He'll not tell anything, but he'll tell there may be some side effect. If the symptoms of side effect is shown, then don't take it. If you have irritations, don't take it. And for paracetamol and all, nobody tells, but there are still side effects. So anything in the world has a side effect to it. So similarly, so Ishvara said, there is only one condition here. What is the condition? The person asked. He was not affected by it because he thought, I'll get all wishes, so why should I bother? Then Ishvara said, only thing is, this genie is a person who cannot remain idle. You should give him any work. He should have work always. Oh, is that the case? If he doesn't have work, then what will happen? Then Ishvara said, if he doesn't have work, then he will eat you. Oh, this person thought, oh, that is okay, I can live with it. Work, I will give him some work. If I give him some work, then he'll have to do it. It will take him time to do, so it's not a problem. I have lot of wishes. So when all those get fulfilled, there is no scenario or such a case will not happen when this genie will not have any work. The Ishvara vanished. Genie came to him, okay, give me work. This person started fulfilling one or the other of his wishes. But as we know, wishes are also like, though they are numerous, unlimited, yet it has a limit. It is not unlimited like Brahman because we have some of the other limit. Any person who doesn't have a limit cannot live at all because we all live with limitations, so they are also limited. So all the wishes got fulfilled. Suddenly the person thought, okay, these are getting reduced. What can I do now? So he started giving some or the other work, yet he gave very tough works, yet the genie finished it very quickly. And then the genie came running back. And when like this person was didn't find any job, then the genie started chasing him to eat him. When this person became very afraid, he went back running to Ishvara, called Ishvara again. So it would be like that story that if we give ourselves, if we depend on things like robot and other things which don't have any consciousness in them, then we will end up in trouble. There are many movies which have beautifully depicted this, that as in the future, if we give ourselves to robots, then they will take over. They don't have any chaitanyam in them to work. So what they will work is like whatever they have been told, whatever they have been programmed, that will work. They don't have any chaitanya. There's yet another ending of the story that finally the person went to Ishvara, and Ishvara was so compassionate, then Ishvara gave him a solution. So the genie came, when the genie was chasing, came to the person said, okay, go, see, there is my dog. Try to straighten the tail of the dog. The genie tried as much as he can, he couldn't. Finally, the genie gave up and went away. Said, okay, I don't want anything, I can't finish this. I have failed, and he ran away. But that's a different thing, but the point is, Deham or anything that only Chaitanyam can experience its own existence. Though we may tend to have introduced things like robots as well as test tube babies and all, those are cloning. Even cloning is, those are recent, like the peak state or the peak limit of science. Science is progressing at a very high pace, but yet we don't understand that those all have their limitation. Without Chaitanyam, nothing can live. Chaitanyam is essential. if a person doesn't depend on Chaitanyam, if he doesn't have Chaitanyam, then whether it is a dead body or a robot, whether it's a computer or any other thing, yet it cannot function. So the body is inert, body is jadam, it cannot experience its own existence. That is the reason why in Vairagyam, explaining Vairagyam, I think I have read somewhere in Vairagya Shatakam, I think of Bhartrihari, where it is said that we consider our body as something very great. We also consider ourselves as great. We know a lot, we are civilized people. We live in a world full of pleasure. We know a lot of things. Yet, the moment we sleep, once we enter into sleep, we'll not even know if a person urinates in our mouth. We won't know anything. That is the state once we sleep. So the body is jadam. That is the reason why once we go into the dream state or the sushupti avastha, we are not aware of this jagrat body. Jagrat body has no chaitanyam at that time present. So the body is inert, body is jadam, and paraprakashyo ayam. Paraprakashyah. Prakashyah means illumined. Illumined. So prakashah means light. Prakashyah means illumined. Parah means by another person. So paraprakashyo ayam. Ayam jadaha. Ayam sharirha. Ayam dehakaha jadaha. Ayam dehaha jadaha. This deham is jadam, whereas chaitanyam means the purusha or atman is swayam jyoti or chaitanyam chit, and this deha requires other light. Paraprakashyah. It requires other light for its existence, whereas Purusha is Swayam Jyoti. Purusha doesn't need any other light. Then how can this Deha be the Purusha? Katam Sya Deha Kapuman. How can this Deha be the Purusha when the Deham is Sangam? Deham has Sangam, Purusha is Asangam. Deham is Jadam, whereas Purusha is Chaitanyam. Deham requires some other light, whereas Paraprakashyam, whereas Purusha is Swayam Jyoti. So both are clearly different. There is no doubt that both are not the same. We'll stop here today. Hari Om.